New Zealand's Labour Party will see its largest ever Pacific caucus after claiming a landslide victory of 64 seats in Parliament. Last term's four existing Pacifica MPs, Carmel Sepuloni for Kelston, Jenny Saalesa for Panmure Otahuhu, Aupito Williams-Sio for Mangere and Poto Williams for Christchurch East, all comfortably won the electorates. Aupito says he was grateful to receive such strong support within his electorate and to see that support across the country. He says he is excited for the new Pacific Heritage MPs joining the caucus this term.
This result has given the largest Māori caucus in the Labour Party and the largest Pacific caucus. It'll be quite a diverse caucus representing the diversity of Aotearoa New Zealand. And I think in our own Pacific caucus, there's multiple levels of diversity in there.
Sarah Jane Hopgood has more on the new Pacifica faces entering Parliament.
Teresa Ngobi, of Samoan and Scottish descent, is the new Labour MP for Ōtaki, an electorate that has previously been a safe National Party seat. The new electorate of Takanini saw Samoan Dr. Nerulea Vassa win by 4,500 votes. New candidate Samoan lawyer Barbara Edmonds won the Mana seat. In Palmerston North, Labour's Tangi Utikere of Cook Island Heritage won by a massive majority. On the list, two Pasifika MPs could include returning Tongan Anahila Kanonata'a Soiswiki and Samoan Leomanga Lydia Sosene. This is Sarah Jane Hopgood.
And while it's all smiles for Labour, New Zealand's National Party faced massive losses in Saturday's election, managing to land only 35 seats. After National's setback, Samoan Agnes Loheni and Alfred Ngaro of Cook Islands Heritage are no longer in Parliament. Pacific academic Richard Pamatatau says the National Party missed the opportunity to include both MPs in their core leadership group. Mr. Pamatatau says the Pacifica voices were ignored in National's caucus.
How can it, as a party that says it represents a broad church and wants to be there for all New Zealanders, be that party when it doesn't have people of Pacific ethnicity or other diversity in there?
Richard Pamatatau says National now have to reflect on what went wrong.
A chance, though, to try and work out how the party can, over the next 3 years, restore itself. And that's going to take a lot of soul-searching and a lot of very hard, honest questioning of the party, its ethos and how it behaves.
Meanwhile, the Green Party co-leader, James Shaw, says he expects potential coalition negotiations with Labour to begin later this week, and he's not ruling out a creative approach to a new partnership. The country's climate change minister for the past 3 years, he says one arrangement that could be considered is MPs appointed to ministerial roles outside government.
New Zealand is still, frankly, fairly young in our development of MMP. And again, there's no reason to think that it might not. There may or may not be innovations in it again this time around as well.
Meanwhile, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she expects to form a government in the next 2 to 3 weeks.